You'll hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B or C. 1. You overhear a young man talking about his first job. How did he feel in his first job? A. Bored. B. Confused. C. Enthusiastic.
I didn't want to go to university, so when I finished school, I went and got a job. My parents said if I was in full-time education, they'd give me an allowance, but if not, I'd have to work. So, I got a job in a big store in the menswear department. Actually, I think I had to go out and find out what I could do because in school I wasn't particularly brilliant. So, when it came to doing work, I think I had to prove a lot of people wrong. So, I really felt like doing it, even though it was just selling socks in Harridge's. I didn't want to go to university, so when I finished school, I went and got a job. My parents said if I was in full-time education, they'd give me an allowance, but if not, I'd have to work. So, I got a job in a big store in the menswear department. Actually, I think I had to go out and find out what I could do because in school I wasn't particularly brilliant. So, when it came to doing work, I think I had to prove a lot of people wrong. So, I really felt like doing it, even though it was just selling socks in Harridge's.
2. You hear a radio announcement about a dance company. What are listeners being invited to? A. A show. B. A talk. C. A party.
The Hilton Dance Company have been at the Camden Theatre for almost a month now, offering us a wonderful program of mainly modern dances. The company have just celebrated their 20th year of performances all over the world. But this week, they'll be taking a break from dancing to give us an idea of how a dance company works. Top dancer and company manager Lisa West will be in the theater, telling us about the company's work. But all the dancers will be there too. So it's also your opportunity for a get-together. And, of course, you don't need to have any experience of dance for this. The Hilton Dance Company have been at the Camden Theatre for almost a month now, offering us a wonderful program of mainly modern dances. The company have just celebrated their 20th year of performances all over the world. But this week, they'll be taking a break from dancing to give us an idea of how a dance company works. Top dancer and company manager Lisa West will be in the theater, telling us about the company's work. But all the dancers will be there too. So it's also your opportunity for a get-together. And of course, you don't need to have any experience of dance for this.
3. You overhear a woman talking to a man about something that happened to her. Who was she? A. A pedestrian. B. A driver. C. A passenger.
I tell you, we were dead lucky. He could have done some serious damage if we hadn't reacted so quickly.
What did he do? Just shoot straight out without looking?
Yeah. Claire yelled something at me and I just slammed on the brakes.
Did he stop?
You're joking. Just blasted his horn at us and carried on.
Oh, and there was nobody behind you?
No, fortunately. Otherwise, who knows what might have happened.
Oh, you were lucky. That road's always busy.
I tell you, we were dead lucky. He could have done some serious damage if we hadn't reacted so quickly.
What did he do? Just shoot straight out without looking?
Yeah. Claire yelled something at me and I just slammed on the brakes.
Did he stop?
You're joking. Just blasted his horn at us and carried on.
Oh, and there was nobody behind you?
No, fortunately. Otherwise, who knows what might have happened.
Oh, you were lucky. That road's always busy.
4. You hear a woman talking on the radio about her work making wildlife films. What is her main point? A. Being in the right place at the right time is a matter of luck. B. More time is spent planning than actually filming. C. It's worthwhile spending time preparing.
The research for a major wildlife TV series can take up to a year, followed by about 2 years filming with 4 or 5 camera teams around the world at any one time. Finding the right stories to film is only half the job. The other half is finding the right location and then going out to help the camera person film it. Well, this can be difficult. You have to make sure you're in the right place at the right time, so good planning is essential. We spend a lot of time on the phone beforehand getting advice from local experts. The research for a major wildlife TV series can take up to a year, followed by about 2 years filming with 4 or 5 camera teams around the world at any one time. Finding the right stories to film is only half the job. The other half is finding the right location and then going out to help the camera person film it. Well, this can be difficult. You have to make sure you're in the right place at the right time, so good planning is essential. We spend a lot of time on the phone beforehand getting advice from local experts.
5. You hear part of a travel program on the radio. Where is the speaker? A. Outside a cafe. B. By the sea. C. On a lake.
This is the most beautiful place I've ever visited. And believe me, in my career as a travel writer, I've seen some fabulous scenes. From the deck of this small sailing boat, I have a wonderful view out over a short expanse of sparkling blue water, to the white houses of the village on the left, and then to the wooded hillsides behind, which climb up to the snow-covered mountain peaks surrounding this lovely valley. By the water's edge, people are sitting in the late evening sun, enjoying a leisurely meal of fresh fish, caught in these waters only a few hours ago. It's heaven. This is the most beautiful place I've ever visited. And believe me, in my career as a travel writer, I've seen some fabulous scenes. From the deck of this small sailing boat, I have a wonderful view out over a short expanse of sparkling blue water, to the white houses of the village on the left, and then to the wooded hillsides behind, which climb up to the snow-covered mountain peaks surrounding this lovely valley. By the water's edge, people are sitting in the late evening sun, enjoying a leisurely meal of fresh fish, caught in these waters only a few hours ago. It's heaven.
6. You overhear a woman talking about a table tennis table in a sport shop. What does she want the shop assistant to do about her table tennis table? A. Provide her with a new one. B. Have it put together for her. C. Give her the money back.
Giving me my money back isn't the point. My son needs to practice for an important match, but at the moment his table is lying in bits on the floor. When I bought it, I was assured that it would only take a matter of moments to screw the different parts in place, but the instructions don't make sense. Since I paid so much for it, I think it's only fair to ask for some hands-on help from you in getting it into a usable state. My son is impatient for a game on his new table. Giving me my money back isn't the point. My son needs to practice for an important match, but at the moment his table is lying in bits on the floor. When I bought it, I was assured that it would only take a matter of moments to screw the different parts in place, but the instructions don't make sense. Since I paid so much for it, I think it's only fair to ask for some hands-on help from you in getting it into a usable state. My son is impatient for a game on his new table.
7. You hear part of an interview with a businesswoman. What is her business? A. Hiring out boats. B. Hiring out caravans. C. Building boats.
Helen, was this business always a dream of yours?
No, not really. It developed from what we used to do, build fishing boats.
How long have you been in business?
About 8 years. First we built the marina, then we bought boats to rent out for cruising holidays. It's going well.
How many boats do you have? During the summer, I bet you're pretty busy.
Yes. People use them like caravans, really. They go up river for their holidays and then bring them back to the moorings here for us to prepare for the next client.
Helen, was this business always a dream of yours?
No, not really. It developed from what we used to do, build fishing boats.
How long have you been in business?
About 8 years. First we built the marina, then we bought boats to rent out for cruising holidays. It's going well.
How many boats do you have? During the summer, I bet you're pretty busy.
Yes. People use them like caravans, really. They go upriver for their holidays and then bring them back to the moorings here for us to prepare for the next client.
8. You hear a man talking on the radio. Who is talking? A. An actor. B. A journalist. C. A theatre-goer.
This is a really delicious part. Plenty to get your teeth into, some very good speeches, a lot of change of mood. There's lots for the audience to identify with too, so it all goes to make my job more rewarding. The fact that this is a revival means I also have the challenge of putting my own stamp on a role. The original performance, by the man who created the part some 20 years ago, will still be in the mind of some members of the audience. I couldn't ask for more. This is a really delicious part. Plenty to get your teeth into, some very good speeches, a lot of change of mood. There's lots for the audience to identify with too, so it all goes to make my job more rewarding. The fact that this is a revival means I also have the challenge of putting my own stamp on a role. The original performance, by the man who created the part some 20 years ago, will still be in the mind of some members of the audience. I couldn't ask for more.
You'll hear 3 different extracts. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer A, B or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are 2 questions for each extract. Extract 1. You hear part of an interview with a woman who works in retail management. Now look at questions 1 and 2.
So, Fiona, can you tell me about how you started in fashion retailing?
Yes, of course. After I finished university, I took a job with a big high street chain. I was an assistant manager. Every week you would see the sales figures for your product and then act on that by placing repeat orders or putting a new style in. It was a good grounding. However, most of the staff had been there years and I think I did make mistakes in my dealings with them. I blush now to think of my time there. I then moved on, after 5 years, to my present job.
And now you're thinking of moving up the ladder. How do you see yourself in 10 years' time?
I would eventually like to be in senior management.
Well, before you rush off to see your line manager, I think you need to work out skills you can offer, emphasising your selling points, showing them what you can do. Also, have you been going the extra mile to get things done, or doing more than what is asked of you recently?
Now you'll hear the recording again.
So, Fiona, can you tell me about how you started in fashion retailing?
Yes, of course. After I finished university, I took a job with a big high street chain. I was an assistant manager. Every week you would see the sales figures for your product and then act on that by placing repeat orders or putting a new style in. It was a good grounding. However, most of the staff had been there years and I think I did make mistakes in my dealings with them. I blush now to think of my time there. I then moved on, after 5 years, to my present job.
And now you're thinking of moving up the ladder. How do you see yourself in 10 years' time?
I would eventually like to be in senior management.
Well, before you rush off to see your line manager, I think you need to work out skills you can offer, emphasising your selling points, showing them what you can do. Also, have you been going the extra mile to get things done, or doing more than what is asked of you recently?
Extract 2. You overhear a woman telling a friend a story about a swan. Now look at questions 3 and 4.
So what happened last weekend?
Well, we were taking our boat along the river when we passed a pair of swans with a nest nearby. One swan just carried on feeding, but the other one, the male, I think, decided to come and investigate.
Oh, fantastic. I've never seen a swan's nest close up. I expect he was hungry.
Well, actually, it was immediately obvious from his body language that he had other things on his mind. He was flapping his wings really hard and approaching at incredible speed. I guess we'd gone too close to the nest. I'd never have done that if I'd known what would happen.
Gosh, amazing. I've never heard of swans behaving like that before. So what did you do? Row like mad?
Well, we got out onto the bank, but he followed us up and then stood between us and the boat for about an hour. We just couldn't frighten him away.
No, I suppose not. Still, I'm sure he wouldn't have hurt you.
Are you kidding? You should have seen the way he moved. Swans can be really aggressive at nesting times.
Now you'll hear the recording again.
So what happened last weekend?
Well, we were taking our boat along the river when we passed a pair of swans with a nest nearby. One swan just carried on feeding, but the other one, the male, I think, decided to come and investigate.
Oh, fantastic. I've never seen a swan's nest close up. I expect he was hungry.
Well, actually, it was immediately obvious from his body language that he had other things on his mind. He was flapping his wings really hard and approaching at incredible speed. I guess we'd gone too close to the nest. I'd never have done that if I'd known what would happen.
Gosh, amazing. I've never heard of swans behaving like that before. So what did you do? Row like mad?
Well, we got out onto the bank, but he followed us up and then stood between us and the boat for about an hour. We just couldn't frighten him away.
No, I suppose not. Still, I'm sure he wouldn't have hurt you.
Are you kidding? You should have seen the way he moved. Swans can be really aggressive at nesting times.
Extract 3. You hear part of an interview with Bruce Loader, a successful businessman who's talking about his early life. Now look at questions 5 and 6.
Bruce, at school you discovered you had a natural talent for art.
Yes, I inherited my dad's gift for drawing. I wanted to do representational art, paint portraits. But every college I went to, and there were three who accepted me, all the college tutors said, forget representational art, get a single lens reflex 33mm camera, hit the shutter, crash, there's your picture. Not even Rembrandt could get that accuracy, so it's not worth it.
And you believed them?
I did. That was my biggest mistake. I haven't picked up a paintbrush since.
How did your father react when you told him you weren't going to art college?
His face was white with rage. He said, right, that's it. You could have made something of going to college. You won't get another chance. Now I've got a perfectly good job for you on the factory floor. You start this week, take it or leave it. I said, no, I'm going to start a business next. He said, well, at your own expense then.
He refused to support you anymore?
That's it, and so...
Now you'll hear the recording again.
Bruce, at school you discovered you had a natural talent for art.
Yes, I inherited my dad's gift for drawing. I wanted to do representational art, paint portraits. But every college I went to, and there were three who accepted me, all the college tutors said, forget representational art, get a single lens reflex 33mm camera, hit the shutter, crash, there's your picture. Not even Rembrandt could get that accuracy, so it's not worth it.
And you believed them?
I did. That was my biggest mistake. I haven't picked up a paintbrush since.
How did your father react when you told him you weren't going to art college?
His face was white with rage. He said, right, that's it. You could have made something of going to college. You won't get another chance. Now I've got a perfectly good job for you on the factory floor. You start this week, take it or leave it. I said, no, I'm going to start a business next. He said, well, at your own expense then.
He refused to support you anymore?
That's it, and so...